Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A federal disaster relief package that would deliver billions of dollars to Georgia farmers who had losses due to Hurricane Michael could be passed tonight by the House. The Senate passed the multi-billion dollar aid bill last month. Three Republican representatives blocked attempts at a vote last week. If the House approves it, the bill will head to President Trump's desk to be signed. The network behind The Walking Dead is joining a group of media companies threatening to leave Georgia because of the state's new abortion law. Forbes reports on a statement from AMC saying they would, quote, reevaluate their activity in Georgia should the law go into effect next year. The law would virtually ban all abortions in the state. Amazon is taking applications for jobs in its long-awaited distribution center in Middle Georgia tomorrow. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The 500 Amazon jobs are only a quarter of the 2,000 Macon area e-commerce warehouse positions people can apply for at the job fair. Stephen Adams, executive director of the Macon Bibb Industrial Authority, says those jobs, which represent about $75 million in payroll annually, have been open for a while.
Right now, with the unemployment rate being as low as it is, it's great for the economy, but it makes it more difficult for some of these companies to find people right now.
As of April, Middle Georgia had a 3.4% unemployment rate. The average pay for the positions is around $15 an hour. The fair for job seekers starts at 10 a.m. at the Anderson Convention Center in Macon. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.